can't beat Kennedy. Don't even try, homeboy. You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, please welcome Julie from Pelham.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Julie?
Please leave the studio, Kennedy.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, too. Not if you need it.
This is a big one, Julie. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, and you win yourself $1,000. That is the way to start 2025. Mm-hmm. You ready?
Yep.
You ready?
I think so.
All right. You don't sound ready. Yeah. Where's the confidence?
Kennedy's gone to that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Boston Calling will announce their lineup sometime today. Which college campus hosts the annual Memorial Day Festival?
College campus hosts it?
Yeah.
Boston Calling? I think I'm just going to say Suffolk because I think that takes place at City Hall, and I know Suffolk's right there, and I went to Suffolk.
Question number two. Which actress voiced Princess Fiona in the Shrek films?
Oh, I know this, but I can't. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Take your time. We got all day.
Oh.
We have like 12 more minutes, though, so.
Or all day. Either one. I can't come up with it, and my kids are going to be like, Ma.
Question number three.
I fall asleep during every kids movie. Everything.
What is the name of the fictional continent where Game of Thrones primarily takes place?
I never watched that.
All right. Question number four. Which artist recorded the theme song for the James Bond film No Time to Die?
Duran Duran, but I think they recorded a different one, but I don't know the other one, so...
Question number five. Yeah. This flamboyant piano player is credited as the first to have a residency in Vegas long before Celine Dion or Elvis Presley. Who is he?
Liberace.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy! So that's your wheelhouse.
That's wild. That is crazy.
Kennedy. I almost said Lamborghini.
Hold on. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
That was a journey.
I love a journey.
Yep. Julie got 1 out of 5.
Oh.
So,
oh,
first suit of 2025.
Didn't take long, did it?
No. Nope.
Oh.
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yeah.
And Julie is a delight. Question number one.
Thank you.
Boston Calling will announce their lineup sometime today. Which college campus hosts the annual Memorial Day Festival?
Harvard.
It is Harvard, over at the Harvard Sports Complex there. 1-0. Question number two. Which actress voiced Princess Fiona in the Shrek films?
Cameron Diaz.
2-0.
Oh, wow. I wasn't thinking that at all.
What is the name of the what is the name of the fictional continent where Game of Thrones primarily takes place?
Westeros.
Westeros is it. 3-0. Which artist recorded the theme song for the James Bond film No Time to Die?
Billie Eilish?
It was Billie Eilish, not Duran Duran.
That's a Beautiful Kill. Best one ever.
They did do one. Not also, I almost said Madonna, because she did one, too. Remember
she
Die Another Day?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Adele, too. Did you know she did one?
Mm-hmm.
She did Skyfall.
Skyfall!
Oh, she did a few. Okay. Wow. Yeah.
4-0. Question number five. Now that we've gotten all those theme songs out of the way for the Bond movies. This flamboyant piano player is credited as the first to have a residency in Vegas long before Celine Dion or Elvis. Who is he?
Liberace?
Yes. He was the first in the 40s and 50s to be booked to do residencies in Vegas.
And he drove a limousine on stage.
I can't believe, I was really proud of that question.
I feel like flamboyant piano player probably gave people a hint.
I guess, I don't know. Maybe it was too much of a
I don't know a second flamboyant.
Did you know the answer
John.
To that before?
I did.
You did?
Well, I would have guessed because of flamboyant.
You don't know a second flamboyant?
Outside of Elton John.
That's what I was hoping to trip people up.
But before Elvis Presley?
Well, he could have been really, really... No. Actually. 5-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win.
Thank you.
Nice job, Kennedy.
It's all good.
Julie, we really appreciate you calling in to play today.
We do.
You are a delight.
Call anytime.
Thank you.
You were a win. Unfortunately, don't get the cash, though. What would you like to say to Kennedy?
I know. I'm Julie from Pelham, New Hampshire, and I can't beat Kennedy again.
Third time's a charm.
I love the show. They're real. They're fun. Down to earth.
They're pretty funny. I like that Carson and Kennedy.
It gets me ready for the day.
Thank you for listening to the Carson and Kennedy Show. Erin O'Malley is next with more music.
You guys just have the best variety of music.
And good news.
Great stories.
If you want more of the Carson and Kennedy Show or missed Can't Beat Kennedy,
I like to try to beat Kennedy.
Check out Mix1041.com or download the free Odyssey app.
Love Mix1041.